was offers of two jobs. Sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the wrong one. One of these jobs was with the Moore McCormick Line, New York to Buenos Aires, to relieve the captain of the port. I speak Spanish. I'd been in South America. But this eventually would end up in New York, where they didn't care much about your foreign service. But in San Francisco, it was different. I had vice president of one of the companies there who would give me a job right off. But I took the job to San Francisco because I knew that within a few months I could accomplish what I was going there for. It was to expedite the movement of cargoes through the port of Manila for the American President lines. I knew what their problem was. I was well qualified to handle it, and I could straighten that job out in less than a year. And when I did, I planned to come right back to San Francisco. If they didn't want to pay my passage back, I'd pay my own. Well, the Japanese beat me to it. I got caught in the prison camp.
How did the Japanese get you? Where were you?
Oh, well, it wasn't overnight. Japanese actually didn't come into Manila until, well, it was the 8th of December when they took over the Philippines. And according to our newspapers, they landed in 52 different locations all over the Philippines. But they came in about the 2nd of February. No, the 2nd of January. And I didn't go in a prison camp. They gave notice that everybody was to report out to Santo Tomas University. Covers about 40 acres in the middle of the city. And I was there for Santo Tomas about a year and a half. And then with 800 men, I went up to Los Baños, where I was another 2 years and some months, until rescued by the 11th Airborne on 23rd of February, 1945.
What was it like during that time with the Japanese?
Like any other group of intelligent men, and we had the top men of various organizations come from Tokyo, from Shanghai, from Peking, and all over the Orient, came to Manila as rated the safest place in the Orient to be. Well, that was wrong. They should have absolutely, what they should have done is get those people out of the Philippines.
Was your time in the prison camp difficult?
Yes, and it varied a great deal. Also depend on the person. We got a lot of help from the Filipinos. Corporations had done business there when their masters were thrown into the prison camp, the Filipinos would bring food to them. And we also had contacts with Chinese, unknown to the Japanese. But the sad part was a purposeful starvation. And I was in Los Baños, and they had planned to starve us to death. They were doing so. Men were dying off. Every day was a funeral every day.
So it was more difficult for you then than it had been in World War One.
Oh, hell yes. Yes. I wasn't a prisoner in World War One. And before the war was over, we had a prison camp, and German prisoners. And I was a prisoner of war escort company, taking prisoners Germany back to Germany.
In World War One.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess you figured when World War One was over and you came home, it never entered your mind that you'd wind up in a combat zone or as a prisoner, right?
Oh no. Yeah. No. Oh no. Okay.
When you've lived many years since your freedom from that prison camp.
Yeah.
What were you able to take from that prison camp for the rest of your life? What have you been able to use?
Oh, well, at the very beginning, one of the things we did, we needed people who could work, would do something athletic. Well, I taught calisthenics class one day.
At the POW camp?
I explained to men that it was essential to keep themselves in physical condition. And I had a calisthenics class which taught them how to take care of themselves.
When you got out of the POW camp, did you get to come home?
POW camp, you mean after the war?
Yeah, when you were freed by the army in Manila, when the American army came in, did you come straight home?
You mean World War II?
Oh. Yeah.
No, World War II, we all had to wait in a camp somewhere until they were strong enough to put them aboard a ship and come back. I came back on the Admiral's Caps with 2,000 or more prisoners. Some had been in the Army, some had been in the Navy, Marine Corps, and civilians. And I came into San Francisco. Corporation I was with, the vice president and his wife, came to the ship to meet me. They were going to take me to their home. And he handed me $250 as advance money. And they all went to various hospitals in the San Francisco area, 40 miles around there. The whole 2,000, probably more than that, except me. I was at $250 in my pocket. I went to the Bayview, to the St. Francis Hotel, where I was well acquainted.